24 past the hour, the Friday before it all happens, Christmas and all that. No one's going to be here for a week. Sam will be back on the second. Dino Badala says he has to go, so he's going to go. Before you go, though, what's going on?
I have to go buy a cell phone charger. That's first, right off the bat.
All right, yeah, I know.
Dave Cross special.
Yeah.
December 30th, I'll be at Town Hall, Laughing Liberally, a political show from the left, and then January, check out ComedyCentral.com, the new show, The Watch List, that I'm on and involved in producing. It's all Middle Eastern American comics. It's sketch and stand-up. It's like Middle Eastern Chappelle, I hope, in two-minute versions. And my website's deanofcomedy.com, and come on out.
There you go. It's great seeing you, Dean. Take
care.
Great
seeing you, Mark. Happy holidays, everybody.
Yeah, happy holidays, and I'll see you next time I'm around. Folks, David Poland has been on the show before, and every time he is, he, of course, as always, demystifies the illusion of film for me and shatters all of my childhood wonder about the movies. His site, thehotbutton.com, and the site he edits, moviecitynews.com, are respected in the film biz for their insight and speculation. So let's do some of that. David, how are you?
I'm well, Mark. I'm going to be demystifying the movies at Yuck Yucks in Wisconsin Tuesday night.
Oh, really? You're opening for me?
Yeah, I'm trying.
I knew that we'd work together eventually. So now, wait. So Rolling Stone has named your blog, the hot blog, the blog to go to when it comes to movies?
Apparently, not even the movie site, not even just the blog.
The whole thing?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm all very suspicious about everything in the internet being called blogs now.
Right.
I think pretty much everything there is now a blog. So, you know.
Yeah. So now that would be thehotbutton.com.
Well, no, it's actually the hot blog is the movie site.
Okay.
So they didn't even do hotbutton.com. They did hot blog, which is where I put up stuff and people fight about it all day.
Well, this is amazing. This is going to be your year, David Poland. You're going to win an award.
I'm feeling so good about that, Mark.
And do you know that Time named you Man of the Year? Time named you Man of the Year.
I feel really good about it. I put the picture up. Actually, I had it framed.
Good for you.
It's up my wall. It's very exciting.
Yeah, you have to look at it in just the right way.
Yes.
Yeah. So now,
I see a reflection in the glass. It was great.
Yeah, it's the only way it'll work. I sat through Babel last night and this morning and almost ruined my day.
A nice light film for the kids.
But that's one of those things where I couldn't understand why no one had seen this movie. It's heavy, man.
Yeah.
Now, what do you think of it? First of all, what do you think of it as a film, and what do you think of it as an Oscar contender?
I think that it's, in many ways, there are many parts of it that are quite brilliant. I think the guys are very, very talented who made the movie. But ultimately, I think in the third act, they go so far in terms of beating you with a sledgehammer that people get turned off, and I think that's the story with the Academy. I think that historically, you know, these guys have been very well loved by the critics, their first three pictures, and the Academy has not turned on to them. They kind of like go, oh, that's really interesting. I don't want to see that ever again.
Right, well, that's the weird thing. You're being hit over the head with a sledgehammer, but you're not sure what for.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the message is kind of diffuse and weird.
Yeah, well, there's a sequence in that picture of a Mexican wedding where these two little white kids from San Diego are brought to this Mexican wedding, and they see a chicken get killed in front of them, and they're shocked, but then they kind of could become part of it.
Yeah.
Over time, and it's really quite beautiful.
Absolutely.
But then, of course, when you leave the kids, you know, to die somewhere, then you're like, okay, it's check, thank you.
Yeah, this is relentless. Is there going to be any happiness at the end of this movie? Not much. Yeah. Not much. It's all very tempered with horrendous despair.
Yeah.
So now, okay, so let's, I guess...
when the great romantic moment of the movie is a man and a woman on top of a toilet.
Yeah, exactly.
It works for Academy members.
And when it's set up with, I just peed my pants. That's all we can give the audience. Maybe that'll get them a few more box office dollars.
Well, you know, when they said that in Casablanca, it just went right through the roof.
That's what sold that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mark, you got to see on Dave's site, his review of Apocalypto is done entirely Dave on video
in Mayan?
In blue paint.
Okay. Is it really?
Yeah, I made a little video of running away from Mel.
Now, I went to see that because I'm obviously a self-hating Jew that him saying those things was really sold the movie for me.
There you go.
But I went to see it, and I tell you, I liked the movie. I did not think it was as violent as anyone is saying it is.
I agree with you completely.
And I don't even buy into the criticism that he didn't effectively capture Mayan culture. Who cares? I mean, those guys were creepy and weird. He obviously spent some money on body ornamentation and building stuff. I mean, it's movie, for Christ's sake, right?
Yeah. Well, the movie wasn't really about the Mayan culture at all.
No,
it was kind of the fake reality of it.
Right. Had but nothing to do with it.
No, it had nothing. It was basically, it was Home Alone Mayan style. Basically,
yeah.
Really a third act when, you know, when all of a sudden it's like, oh, somebody's going to hit by that pig thing. Oh, somebody's going to hit by the pig thing. You know, you knew that, look, he's going to pull the, he's going to throw the thing full of bees at them. Okay.
That was pretty good.
It was adorable, but it was like, you know, it was could have been Macaulay Culkin instead of the Mayan.
Yeah, that would have been even a more interesting movie and a bigger risk, I think, to take.
Yes.
But
Culkin and Brownface.
Yeah, that would have been good. Yeah, that would have been something. That would have been really charged up our audience. But I'll be honest with you. I enjoyed the movie, and I the one thing I really liked about it is like this is the first time you actually saw a fake civilization of Mayans at the peak of their decadence, and just you know how creepy and weird and evil it all seemed. I thought it was great when the guy's ripping hearts out and throwing heads down the stairs, and everyone's going crazy. I mean,
yeah, it was kind of a modern version of Edward G. Robinson as the Pharaoh. You know, it's not supposed to be real,
yeah.
Way over the top, and yet there was something. It was very enjoyable, and I actually went with two women because I did a little spot for CBS Morning News or whatever, and none of us had seen the picture, so we went at 10 o'clock in the morning the day it opened,
yeah.
And the women liked it better than I did.
Yeah.
They had a great time.
Oh, that's cool.
So
all right.
It was kind of funny. Everybody thought women would be turned off, but they really loved it.
Okay, so let's do the quick Oscar crunch here. Now, for Best Picture, who's winning the political battle to get their movie to be the Oscar?
Well, you know, the funny thing is that we all talk about it, and it is like this endless race and everything else. In the end, it is the movies that Academy members like. It's a very unique group. They're older or whatever. I don't think there's much question that Dreamgirls is going to win the Oscar. I think it will. I think that Letters from Iwo Jima is going to end up being nominated and is going to be very, very respected. But that, too, is like 2 hours and 20 minutes of extremely dry, extremely smart Japanese people killing themselves. So it's not exactly a fun time. And then you have The Departed, which is kind of like everybody's party movie of the year. You know, it's just like a great fun for everybody to see that picture.
I think Scorsese swept through that.
You think Scorsese what?
I think he walked. He was on autopilot in directing that movie. I was disappointed.
See, I thought that he actually did some stuff that he's never done before at his age. That was actually kind of amazing. And I mean, it is very much an Asian action movie. It's not really breakthrough material.
No, but I mean,
but I thought the movie was really enjoyable.
It wasn't enjoyable, but there were flourishes that that you sort of rely on Scorsese to have just on a cinematic level and on an editing level that weren't present. And perhaps he was pacing his picture differently. But to me, given his ability to surprise and awe with editing, I found it to be disappointing. I'm not saying it wasn't a choice, but
I think he and Thelma Schumacher actually did some stuff they've never done before that was fascinating and very subtle.
All right, obviously, we're not going to be able to solve this.
Apparently not. We're gonna have to be jello wrestling in Mayan blue paint.
But no, I will rewatch the film though because I am a fan and I just think that Nicholson at this age it comes off as a clown and in as a heavy he no longer functions for me.
Well, you know something about Jack Nicholson wearing a fake black male member. Just changes the entire world for us.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right, so what's
and then also the I think the other picture will be The Queen, which
is
a very, very respected and well-liked picture, and really kind of about, you know, the transition of time and older people and all of that stuff. And then the fifth slot is a real question mark. I think Little Miss Sunshine has the best shot.
At what?
Little Miss Sunshine is the best shot at being the fifth slot.
Oh, okay, in the nominees,
Oscars.
Yeah.
You completely forgot we were talking about the Oscars, didn't you?
No, I didn't. So we got Dreamgirls, The Queen, A Little Miss Sunshine, The Departed, and Dreamgirls.
I think probably. And Little Miss Sunshine is probably the fifth slot. Babel could slide in there. That's possible. You know, Little Children would be a very dark horse in that slot. But there's not a lot of competition left. And Pursuit of Happiness is another movie that's very critics are kind of irritated by it because it makes them cry in the third act. And critics don't like to cry.
Yeah, of course not.
They like to sit there and be, you know, biting their nails all the time. And
did you like it?
Yeah, I quite did. I mean, I found it very emotional and very stirring and very all-American kind of, you know, go out there and rah-rah and, you know, and survive.
I'll go see that. And Dreamgirls, you liked it?
Yeah, I mean, Dreamgirls is exactly what it says it is. There's nothing. It's funny to read Tony Scott in the New York Times complaining about the fact that it's a Broadway musical. I mean, hello, Broadway musical. Well, you know, he was like, expecting a Motown revival or something. I don't know what he was expecting, but Interestingly enough, one of the guys from who was part of the Motown thing.
Yeah.
After Tony Scott had written about the fact that he didn't think it was Motown enough, one of the guys who worked in on the movie was one of the original band members for Motown. Did all those albums, all those records.
Yeah, so shut up, Tony Scott.
And basically said, you know, yeah, everything we did on these albums, so shut up.
So what's your favorite movie of the year?
I'm still a Little Children guy.
Yeah, I got to see that. I saw his first film, and I'm mad that I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, for me, that's the. It's very, very dark, very, very dry, very tough. But it's. I think it's also kind of hopeful and fun, very funny. For a movie with a child molester, it's very funny.
Everyone was comparing that movie to American Beauty, and I saw that, and it's totally not. If you go in thinking that that's American Beauty, you're going to be in for something else. It was more like an Altman movie or something like that, or even like a Kubrick movie.
Huh. Yeah. Well, that guy's a pretty gifted director, I think. I thought In the Bedroom was really a stunning movie.
And this movie, I think, is a big step forward for him. And, you know, the thing is, I think American Beauty was overrated. That's my thing. It's always felt Fight Club was the better version of American Beauty. Mm. And I think this is another look at suburbia, but it's really about growing up. And that we were all, you know, that we are all at some point, even in our 30s and 40s and 50s and 60s, little children. And at some point you have to grow up. And I think that each one of the arcs of the story is quite amazing. And ironically, like the one person who really knows himself completely is the person who's a child molester who understands what he is. He doesn't like what he is, but he understands it. Everybody else is busy trying to fool themselves, believing that something else is coming of their lives and their future, and he's the one guy who gets it.
Do you think that guy can get a nomination, Dave?
I think it's an outside shot, but it's there. It's possible. The thing is, the Academy, this is the point where now all the hype and all the sales pitches and all the DVDs and everything else are really secondary to people watching the movies. So the field is now, you know, 10 movies, 12 movies, and Academy members will watch all of those movies that they haven't seen already in the next 10 days.
All right.
And vote for him.
Well, I'm going to watch him, too. I think that guy, it's good that someone's making grown-up movies for grown-ups of my generation anyways, that they're dealing with people my age and maybe a little older.
Well, and then there's Spider-Man 3. It's coming.
Well, that also a grown-up movie, depending what kind of grown-up you are. David Poland, it's great to talk to you.
And vice versa. Let's get the band back together.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping. We'll see what happens with this operation here. But I'll talk to you in L.A.
Excellent.
Okay, man. Take it easy.
Happy holidays.
You too. TheHotButton.com is his site, or you can go to the site. He edits Movie City News. But the HotButton.com and the HotBlog.com is where that's at. We'll be back with who's going to show up when we come back. And I don't know if we'll have time for calls, but you can hang on if you want. It's 46 past the hour.
Sam Cedar is not here today, so you're stuck with Mark Maron on Air America Radio.